WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. I'm going to play some music now. We're going to have Nat Friedberg coming in about 8:30, bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. But right now, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. Here we go.
Well, I was so young back then. I didn't know who I was. A kid who kept fighting. Insecurities always won. Full of low self-esteem. A little broken hearted. Not enough glue for each piece. So tape was my only option. As I get older,
That was The Fatal Flaw, a song called Central Square from Older Now. And I started with a song by Nate Doyle. I've been a fan of Nate's for a long time now, and he hasn't put any music out in quite a bit. That's a great new single, though. It's called One Memory. Hopefully there's more where that came from, because Nat has a lot of talent and a great song, and hopefully he puts a lot more out, as I said. Going to play something now by Huck 2.
Rise so high.
The Replacements, of course, with IOU. Before that, Devil Love off their brand new self-titled Devil Love release that's on Red on Red Records. The song I played was Washed Away. Huck 2 with Evelyn. They have a full length. They have a bunch of singles out now, but I believe they're going to put it all together and put a full length out shortly as well. A lot of new stuff coming up here in 2023. I'm going to play an old one now. Well, not that old, but older than this past year anyway, by a band called The Copyrights.
I guess we finally crossed our finish line. Yeah, we celebrate with bread and wine. And you can sit all day and laugh it up, but there's not a goddamn thing to laugh about. As soon as you say so, we put away the halos. We're done with the label. As soon as you say so, now the rest of them are
mistakes. We'll be right back.
That was Black Joe Lewis with a song called Young Girls off of, what was the name of that? EP Electric Slave. Played some Freeloader. Give Me What's Left of Your Love. Now it'll be ready in about 15 minutes. Cold Years, song called Goodbye to Misery. And the Copyrights with Halos. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a car, wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio, it's 8:27. As I said, we'll be back in about 15 with that. I'm going to play stuff now from the Shanghai Lows. Have a new release just dropped, Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. I'm going to play a couple off of that, and I'll be back in a little bit.
I'm not just anyone. I'm your number one.
Time.
Oops. That was Crom Fallon. The song was Two Stroke Smoke. Before that, Brad Marino with Rubber Room off Basement Beat. A couple from the Shanghai Lows. Billy and Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks off of Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. It just came out. They have a release show at in Malden at Faces. I'm pretty sure that is on the 10th coming up. But anyway, I have Nat Friedberg here. Nat, of course, is most known for being an opera crust. He was also in The Flies. More recently, he has put solo music out under Nat Friedberg, as well as, of course, under Freeloader. I played a Freeloader song a few minutes ago. So always a pleasure to have you in. Hi, thanks for coming in, Nat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Always always great to see you. And you brought the guitar.
I did.
So we're going to try a couple.
Yep, we're going to see how it goes.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to play a Freeloader song called The Fastest Gun in Town.
Thank you. Sounded good to me.
Thank you.
Very good. So is that that's a Freeloader song?
That's a Freeloader song after off of Freeloader 2, the record we put out a year or so ago.
Yeah. There's three Freeloaders. Are there three Nat Friedberg or three Freeloaders?
There's two Nat Friedbergs
and three Freeloaders.
No, only two Freeloaders.
So how do you differentiate between those two bands when you write a song? What's a simple a Friedberg song or a Freeloader?
All the good songs in Freeloader, and I put the shitty songs in my own name. No, Freeloader is like, you know, it's got Charles Hanson and Jim Janota. Jim Janota and Charles Hanson and Jim Haggerty, and so it's a rock. It's like a '70s two guitar rock band. So the sleazy '70s two guitar rock goes into that band.
All right, so it's two slightly different animals.
Yeah. My solo stuff is, you know, more singer songwriter ish.
Yeah.
You know,
you writing all the time or do you have blank spots?
I haven't written anything for the last couple of weeks, but generally, yeah, I've been writing all the time for the
last. That's not a big gap, couple of weeks. I know guys are like, I haven't written anything in like 7 months.
I get anxious after a couple of weeks. I'm like, I think, you know, I'll never write another song.
Yeah. You're afraid it's gone away forever.
Yeah. So I got to get back on it. But I've been trying to, like, get, you know, the material that I have down. I've been trying to get it ready for performance. I'm trying to make another record and get some stuff out for performance too.
Do you know what that's stuff coming out? You know what kind of, is that going to be a Freeloader thing, a Friedberg thing, or is it a
I guess it's going to be a Friedberg thing, mm-hmm. but I have like a record's worth of soul type material, soul quote unquote, because I have no soul, but. that's the genre that the songs are in. So I'm going to make a whole record of that. So
that's going to bounce. You do bounce around, and I think that's cool. Because, you
know, if it's cool or if it's just inconsistent.
No, like, I like it. I think
hard to define and makes people just, you know, throw up their hands and move on to something else.
Me anyway, personally, like the older I get, the more I think open I am to different sounds and genres. Like when I was a kid, you're kind of locked into either
that's true.
Punk or like when I was a kid, I was locked into a certain sound, and now it's the umbrella's a little broader.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. When I was a kid, I was
locked into something, and then
and I'd be embarrassed about the thing I liked last year
because
I wouldn't admit to having liked it. But I think when everybody grew up, they were all like, you know, there was a while where like I think nobody would admit to liking Led Zeppelin. This is a long time ago. And now everybody's like, I was like Led
Zeppelin. I was on them at the beginning.
Yeah, right. You know, but for a while people were embarrassed because they weren't critical darlings, you know.
Yeah.
They weren't sophisticated, some, but they're really musically pretty sophisticated. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. So we'll talk about the gig a little bit later, the specific gig after you play another song or so, but so you're venturing out on a solo bit here.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of solo things.
Shows.
I'm doing a show with Sal Baglio.
Yeah.
February 3rd, which is Friday of next week at the Square Root, which survived someone driving their car through the facade of the building and almost knocking it down.
They were lucky, yeah.
Yeah, but they're back open for business, so our show is on.
Yeah.
And we're doing, you know, dueling solo acts up there.
They didn't miss much of a beat. I think they were shut down like a week.
Yeah.
Square Root.
Yeah.
Sal was on, and we talked a bit about, I don't know if you can relate to this, but obviously Sal, the Stompers, right?
Right.
And so on the Stompers, after a lengthy run, kind of came to its, you know, end. And it's funny that you're wondering, is the crowd going to come with you? You know?
Into your newer projects.
And he said, you know, a lot of them didn't, but some do. But I guess the gist of it is, when you move on, do you kind of like worry about that? Or is just, I mean, you just feel like you have to do other projects, other work with other people,
yeah,
things of that nature.
I don't worry about that because I was fortunate to have never enjoyed success with anything I ever did. So I'm always starting from scratch, and it's always good.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's a good outlook.
Yeah.
But you want to play one, and we'll
yeah.
Then I might play some stuff off my computer, and we'll go from there.
All right. I thought I'd play another song off Freeloader 2, because Freeloader is playing February 11th, Saturday, at the Middle East. We're going on early at 6:00.
That's a great bill. Who's on?
Tiger Bomb and Hammered Saint.
Yeah, I'll be at that. Yeah. Have you seen Hammered Saint yet?
I haven't seen them. I heard they're like
great.
An energetic young punk band. Yeah.
Tiger Bomb. Yeah, that's a great bill.
Yeah, it should be fun.
We'll see you at that one, but I'll let you have at it here.
Okay. This one is called Put Another Cross by the Side of the Road.
That's one of my favorite Freeloader songs.
Oh, thank you.
Is that originally written for Freeloader, or was that
Yeah, that was part of the crop of songs that became that record, Freeloader 2.
So when you do your solo thing, is that going to encompass all your work, or is it going to specify in a certain area?
There's going to be a lot of, I'll be trying out some new stuff, and there'll be a few Freeloader songs, like 3 or 4 of these new soul songs, a couple oldies maybe, but not many. Yeah.
So there'll be some brand new stuff.
There will be, yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna play something off off my stuff here. We'll come back, and I think Nat's got one, maybe two more. But this is an old one by a band called Concrete Blonde.
Thank you. have a choice to take the voice I got, 'cause it was hard to find. You know I've come too far to wind up right back where I started. Ah, they tell me who I should be. I'll never let the monkeys make a mess of me. I'd give all I have and it's all I can do. Oh, but I'm true. One more sunset, lay my head down, true. One more sunrise over my eyes, true. And then they talk you up, and then they talk you down, and you begin to doubt. Sometimes the reason seems so very far away.
Yeah!
All right. That was Bricks and Mortar, the song called Angels. Concrete Blonde, Dugaway.